Happy Cinco de Mayo, Porch Talk. Yahoo, Cinco de Mayo. The Warriors won game seven. The Celtics are going to beat the Knicks tonight. And LeBron is looking to celebrate
Wait, hold
Cinco de
on.
Mayo in Cancun.
I don't think you did the intro right. Let me do it, my nigga, because you can't
LeBron
do
is
it
going to
right.
be celebrating Cinco de Mayo in Cancun.
Welcome to Porch Talk. We're here to talk about round two is set for the NBA playoffs 2020-25. Steph Curry and the Warriors advanced to the second round. They beat the Rockets last night. I'm not gonna lie, I expected them to beat them. Like, I don't know why I gotta keep telling dudes, like, I'm not one of these trolls, bro. Like, I know the facts. I'm gonna speak the facts. I knew the Warriors were gonna beat them. This nigga Jalen Green, I'm gonna be surprised if he's in a Rockets jersey next season. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be surprised as fuck. If that
Maybe
nigga's
they
in a
should put him
Rockets
on a
jersey,
Wingstop jersey.
if that nigga's in a Rockets jersey, just call him. I'm not saying he a Harden level, but just make him Harden in Houston 2.0. Cause remember when Houston kept like bringing Harden back and shit, knowing this nigga wasn't capable of doing shit for you in the
Wait, wait, wait,
playoffs.
wait, 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 wait. What Harden are we referring to in Houston? Because I know damn well we're not talking about
No, no, no.
44 points of James Harden.
I'm not saying, like, I'm talking about like how Jalen Green can ball out in the regular season. But once you get to the fucking that moment where you really need him most, he's not gonna show up for you. So I'm gonna be surprised if he's on Houston. Now, I'm not saying KD's going to Houston because I don't think they should do that. I think they should go for somebody that's a little bit younger. You know what I'm saying? Try to get a piece that's a little bit younger than KD because I wouldn't really want to mess up that young, you know what I'm saying, that young core. Get somebody that's in that young core, like age range, you feel me? But they need to move on from, if they don't move on from, at least add somebody else that can come off the bench or add somebody where he could just come off the bench. He might have to move to the bench. You know what I'm saying?
The only untouchables for me in Houston are Şengün and Thompson. Everybody else can go.
Nah, you gotta keep Brooks. You have to keep Brooks.
For what? What the fuck does Dylan Brooks bring to this team?
Nigga,
Like,
you
I don't.
cannot lie. Every team needs a Dylan Brooks on it. You know damn well. Everywhere he goes,
Yeah, I
like the
can see
team.
what you mean, like from the you got to get in people's faces type of thing. But
Defense, he could score
production
too.
wise,
He plays defense. He could
fuck the
score.
Rockets. We're not talking about Houston. Warriors are in round two. Celtics are in round two. What happened to LeBron, man? Address that. Fuck the
What do you
Rockets.
mean? What do you mean what
Let's
happened to
stop beating
LeBron? We
around the
talked about it
bush.
last week.
Let's stop beating around the bush. LeBron went down 3-1 again. LeBron has won two playoff games in the last 2 years.
Nigga, we ain't have no fucking big. The fuck you talking about, bro? Hello?
I'm here. I'm just taking it
We
all
have
in.
no fucking, like, bro, what are we doing here? And you guys act like he played ass. Like, he literally led the whole series in every single fucking category. Like, what else do you want this nigga to do?
Win.
What you
Win.
mean,
If you're the
win?
goat, you gotta win.
Bro, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Here we go. Here we
All
go.
right, let's
Are
talk
you
about the
serious?
Celtics. What do you think of who do you have in this Celtics Knicks series?
Well, I got the Celtics, but I got the Celtics in six games. I think the Knicks can pull out at least two games. I know Jalen Brunson's going against Jrue Holiday. I know people are going to say he's going to clamp him down, but this is Jalen fucking Brunson. You could put all that shit on him. You could bump him and do all this shit, but he's going to still score. And I believe he's going to show up. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to worry about Brunson. What do we need to worry about is Pat. What the fuck is he going to do against Kristaps Porzingis and Al Horford? Because Al Horford, he's just like goddamn near LeBron, like LeBron and Curry. Them niggas ain't declining at all. Age don't matter when it comes to them. He's still moving his feet. You know what I'm saying? He's still locking dudes up.
Lateral movement, Al.
Yes, Al is definitely a Hall of Famer. First ballot. I'm not gonna lie.
Especially if when they win the chip this year.
I don't know about that,
Get Al his second ring.
but I have a question for you because I asked my homies this last Friday. Do you see Jason Tatum passing KD all time?
Yes.
Okay. I have the same feeling. I feel the
Yes.
same way.
No question.
I feel this, but I ain't gonna lie, he's gonna have to get a couple scoring titles
They
though.
already got the same amount of rings.
No, I'm just saying he's gonna have to get a couple scoring titles and he gonna have to like add some more, like he gonna have to really bump up his offensive game if he's gonna pass KD.
But you got to understand also offensively, he's got Jaylen Brown on the team.
No, I know that,
That's
but
what
nigga,
they're looking at. Like, KD
nigga
was the
can't.
main guy, and once Harden got up out of OKC and Russ came up became a playmaker, that was KD 25 shots a game.
But
They don't
still, Westbrook was
25
still
shots a game.
eating.
Yeah, but I'm saying Russ at least was looking to play make. JB's not looking to play make too much. They're both looking to score the ball. I mean, Tatum's looking to score the ball, or Tatum's looking to play make, but if we're talking about offensive and scoring, it's just important to acknowledge in this KD versus Tatum thing that Tatum gets a lot less shots than KD has.
Because I already told him, because I think he's already passed KD all the time defensive wise. Like, he's a better defender than KD in my eyes.
You don't have to convince me on nothing regarding Jason Tatum. I think Jason
Like,
Tatum is the one when playing good, like when Jason Tatum is playing like Jason Tatum, he's the best player in the NBA.
don't know about the best player, but he's top three for sure.
Yeah, when Jason Tatum is firing like Jason Tatum and those step backs are hitting, he's at least top three. And I don't think he's two or three.
And I wanted to ask you another question, because it's gonna get spooky. Because I'm not gonna lie, if it's the year they want to go back to back, they're gonna have to do it this year, because next season they're gonna have to move some pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're saying it looks like Drew's gonna be out the door is what I'm hearing.
If
Drew's
he's out,
yep. Hopefully we can keep Kristaps, Stingus Pingus. But
yeah, keep
I want to
him.
go back to what you said about Brunson. Brunson's gonna score the ball, and I'm perfectly fine with Brunson scoring the ball. It's just the Knicks have nobody outside of Jalen Brunson that's gonna score the ball to keep up with the Celtics pace. So I'm fine. Let Jalen Brunson score 40.
That's
Go ahead.
not true. That's not true.
Ooh,
And
who's
I'm
gonna
gonna tell
score
you why
it?
that's
It's
not
not
true.
gonna be Cat.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not true.
Go ahead.
Because Mikal Bridges can get hot at any moment,
He
first of
could, but
all.
that doesn't mean he will. Just because he could doesn't mean he.
And if fucking Tom Thibodeau with his big ass fucking Jupiter ass head use his fucking bench, the Knicks can score the fucking ball if they use their bench more too. Cause they got a couple pieces on their bench that can fuck shit up.
If Tommy Tibbs in that Jupiter head plays this starters play 77 minutes a game nonsense, I may say Celtics in five. I'm gonna be honest, because Cat's gonna be burnt out by game three. He can't guard Stingus Pingus from 40 feet, then have to worry about Al. They're gonna
Nah,
be cooked. If
I
Tom
don't get.
Thibodeau doesn't use his rotations and plays this starters play 200,000 minutes a game type of shit that he usually does, I may say
Listen.
Celtics in five. It's gonna be six probably, but I'm gonna hope for five.
Listen, I didn't say that Al Horford and KP was gonna completely shut down this nigga. Cause we're not gonna forget this nigga fucked up Jokic last year. So I think he can still
Fucked up
score.
Jokic last year on a completely different team in a completely different system. Cat really, I mean, he did his thing against who they just play
The
in the last
Nuggets,
round,
the Pistons.
the Pistons. But the Pistons aren't the Celtics.
But I'm just saying, like, Cat is still gonna get his shots up and still makes, like, he's
He's
one of
gonna
those
get his
niggas.
shots up. The shots just aren't gonna be going in. That's what I'm saying. The shots will be going up. It's
Do
just
we know?
going down.
Do we know if KP is even gonna like play through the whole series? And do
Yeah,
we even know
he's
that?
healthy.
Are we
He's
gonna
gonna be healthy.
see? I got the Celtics winning the six. I'm just saying, like, the Knicks can't win two games.
I'm not gonna disagree with you that they'll maybe steal a second game. I want to say Celtics in five. I want to emphasize my point because Ibrahim and I were talking about it in that Warriors one. I was high on Fred VanVleet, and he arguably was the biggest player for Houston outside of Şengün. But I think Cat's really gonna fucking suck this series. I'm gonna just put it out there. I think Cat's gonna be terrible.
And you got OG still there. OG? I'm not saying he could,
OG,
like,
he
he a
could be owned.
scorer.
He could doesn't it doesn't matter what he is. He's not OG's not
But
gonna do it. Cat's not gonna do it. It's not gonna be Mikal. Josh Hart's not gonna be doing it. If we get beat by Josh Hart, so be it. If Josh Hart has to come out and score 30 every night and the Knicks win this series,
he can do it. He can do that.
no, he can't.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't. Don't start that.
Yes, he can.
Josh Hart's not scoring 30 a night against the Celtics. Come on, man.
Now, I'm
Let's
not saying he
make
can
it
score 30 tonight, but I'm saying he can go for 30.
maybe once in the fucking blue moon.
But that's what I'm saying. But like that's what they need. They need those role players. Those players at least win one game for them, and then just leave the rest to Brunson, because Brunson gonna win a game for him. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
Brunson's
you
not
gotta
gonna win the
spread.
game by himself.
We don't know. I'm telling you,
I do. If the
that
Celtics,
nigga cold, bro.
let me put a theoretical, let me put a hypothetical scenario out there for you. The Celtics put up 43 points in a game, have 120 points on the board. Brunson's got 40, but the Knicks can't get anybody else to score the ball outside of Brunson.
Man,
Where's the realistic path to victory?
this is how high I'm on Brunson. I believe this nigga is gonna be the greatest fucking Nick of all time.
Wow.
If because he gonna like They gonna get a championship with that nigga.
You think? Not with
Yes.
the Celtics. Until if Jason Tatum is suiting up to play his basketball for the Boston Celtics, the Knicks will not be an NBA champion.
But the Celtics, you don't know if they're gonna have that whole team because they're gonna get rid of Sam Hauser. They already drafted his
Oh no, we
replacement,
lost
right?
Sam Hauser. Whoop-de-whoop.
They already drafted his replacement, didn't they?
Who? Baylor?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's his replacement. He can't shoot the ball like Sam. They're two different players. I don't. That's replacement tough. But I mean, so be it. We lose Sam Hauser. We lose Jrue Holiday. We'll still be in the mix.
What
It's
if y'all
Jason
got
Tatum,
Trae
man.
Young?
Huh?
What if y'all had got Trae Young?
Fuck Trae Young. I don't want Trae Young.
On the Celtics?
What do they trade Drew and take Drew and Jalen
You
like
just
no
said, bro,
longer matter?
listen, you just said earlier that Tatum and Brown are looking to score, right? So
No,
get
I
a
said
fucking.
no. That's not what I said. I said if in that in the context of that KD versus Tatum analogy, I brought up the point that KD did not have as many shots taken out of his hand like Jason Tatum does with Jaylen Brown. Be and because of that, Jason Tatum is now looking to facilitate rather than score. So if Jason Tatum's primary goal was to score the ball like KD's was in OKC because Russ was the playmaker, you see what I'm saying? Like Tatum is the Russ in this situation. If Tatum's
Yes.
main opportunity or main goal was to score the ball like KD's was in OKC, Jason Tatum would be the best player in the NBA. No question in my mind whatsoever.
He's such a running threat, but we haven't seen that much good yet. We gonna see, man. Can we get to the Cavs, please?
Go ahead. They suck.
Listen.
14-3, it could be a
Wait,
lot
was
more.
I don't think Garland was playing, was he?
Was he? I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I just saw Donovan Mitchell at 30 points on 35.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. The Pacers
They're a sneaky
are,
team. They make
yes,
noise.
I can't lie. They are really sneaky. That I'm trying to think of like a team that was in the 2010s that was like a sneaky team that the Pacers remind me of. But I'll
They
get
got to
back to you on
prove
that.
themselves first before we start comparing. They got swept last year in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, that's true. But like, you can't lie. Like, they're one of those teams that like can come to your home and beat you. And score the ball easily. But the thing is, they ass on defense. But that's what I'm saying is like, if they get a couple pieces, like a couple defenders, the Pacers might be scary for the future. You know what I'm
As a
saying?
Celtics fan, I can be the first to acknowledge that last year in that Eastern Conference Finals, if the cookie didn't crumble in a certain way, or if the cookie didn't crumble the way it did, Pacers probably would have stole one or two games. That game would that wouldn't have been a sweep. Because
Yeah.
you have to remember you had Tyrese Haliburton shit the bed in game four. He had those three turnovers in the last 30 seconds of the game, down or up one or whatever it was. Jaylen Brown hit that crazy ass buzzer beater. I mean, there's two games right there that Indiana theoretically could have stolen. But yeah, I agree with you, man. This Indiana team's gonna contend.
And I feel like if they was to like let's say if the Celtics and the Pacers do match up again, fuck the Magic stole a game from the Celtics. I feel like the Pacers could do that shit next year because like even though they did sweep them last year, they come in different this year now, bro. They got the experience now a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. They got a little
Halliburton,
more
you know what I'm saying?
experience. And like I said,
Exactly.
they almost took two last year.
Exactly.
I don't Indiana's not gonna be a cakewalk. Indiana's a fiercer matchup than the Knicks are, in my opinion.
But I still got the Cavs in this series because I remember watching the game during the regular season when the Cavs and the Pacers played, and the Pacers barely could beat the fucking Cavs second unit. So I think the Cavs are still winning the series. Like I'm, don't get me wrong, but I'm
Yeah, I
just
mean, and that
saying.
was also that was a close game, and Donovan Mitchell shot the ball horrendously.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to like. I feel like he needs to start doing what fucking Tatum, Brown, and Curry do when they're not really scoring well. They need to start. He need to start getting players involved. Start getting them assists up, man. Like you got to start getting your teammates involved when you're not hitting them shots. Like he and I feel like they got to get Mobley a little more involved too now. Like I feel like he's like they're really their key piece.
Yeah, you know, I don't. For me, it's like I'll be the I'll admit it off the rip. I don't watch a tremendous amount of Cleveland Cavaliers basketball, but
I don't either.
I would
But
like to see
I
them
watch them enough.
utilize the I would like to see them utilize the front court a little more, like you said. Utilize Mobley, utilize Jared Allen, utilize the length. I feel like they have all these bigs. They have DeAndre Hunter. They have all these big wings that they just don't fully utilize.
And I feel like another thing too, I heard somebody say this on ESPN. They need to stop trying to make Ty Jerome the hero of the game. Like, nigga, he's not their best player. I don't know why they keep trying to do that shit. Like, I get it. He's good. I don't get me wrong, but like this the fucking
It's the
playoffs.
playoffs,
This one, yeah, like you can't be doing that shit now, man.
yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Cleveland gets past Indiana. I'm gonna be 100% honest.
Nah,
I
yeah, I got
think the
Cleveland
whole
still.
season though that this Cleveland team sucked. I don't have any faith in Cleveland.
I still got Cleveland because another thing too, like Donovan Mitchell is nice, and I think he's one of I think if he gets a ring, it's time to put him in like that top shooting guard range of
He'll
all
be in
time.
our generation's top 75 or whatever you want to call it if he gets a ring. But I don't know. I don't think he won't get a ring this year. It
No, I'm
won't be
talking about if he
him.
gets a ring, I'm talking about shooting guards all the time. Like he's in that top 10.
All right, let's relax a little bit. Where are we putting? I'm not knocking Spido whatsoever. I like Donovan Mitchell, but to put him top 10 shooting guards, that's a tough position to
Top
be.
15.
Okay, I like top 15 a little bit better. That shooting guard position is just, I mean, you
Top
gotta understand
15,
that's Mike,
and if he
that's
keeps,
Kobe, that's Flash.
he's already top 10 scoring averages in the playoffs all time.
Yeah, that's
He's
fair.
like, I think he's
And so
like
is
number
Jamal
8 or
Murray. Jamal
9.
Murray averages the highest playoff scoring. So are we saying Jamal Murray's top 15 point guards?
But no, I think another thing too is like, don't forget he's got 71, he's got 50 in the playoffs. So like, if he keeps doing what he's doing
That
for the next
71
like.
wasn't in the playoffs, was it?
No, I'm talking about the 50 ball.
Oh yeah, the 50 ball was.
And I'm talking about like if he keeps with this consistency of greatness, he could be a top 10 shooting guard all the time.
Cleveland was just a stagnating move for me. I just don't think Cleveland has any future. They have all the pieces
What?
in Cleveland. I just don't think it's going to happen ever. I'll come out and say it. I'm not going to be wrong because I'm a Celtics fan and I know that the Celtics are going to be a better team than the Cleveland Cavaliers 8 days out of the week. But I'm just being honest. I don't see any future, any longevity with Cleveland. Jared Allen's good. Mobley's good. DeAndre Hunter's good. Donovan Mitchell's great. Darius Garland's good. But I'm saying just collectively, cohesively, they don't work. Cleveland's not going to get it done. I have Indiana, and I'm going to say shit.
No way.
I don't want, I think it'll go to seven. But like I said with the last series, how I think it'll be Knicks or Celtics in six. I want it to be Celtics in five. I think this series will go to seven, but I think I want Indiana in six. I'm going to call Indiana in six.
See, that's why you want Indiana to win, because you know the Cavs are going to test y'all niggas.
I think Indiana's a better matchup than the Cavs are. I'm just saying, in
Oh,
terms
no.
of, I'm not even saying that as a Celtics fan. Just if you had to ask me who I would gamble on, for the fate of the universe, Cleveland or Indiana, give me the Pacers.
Listen, when I said the Pacers can steal games from Celtics, what I meant is like it's gonna have to be on some buzzer beater on some like overtime when they go on a
Nah,
run or
man,
some
I'm just
shit.
saying, I know that Pacers team is nice, dude. I don't know if we can say it's only on a buzzer beater overtime type of shit. That Pacers team can play. If
Don't know, man.
Tyrese grows a pair like he has in the past couple games, and Benedict Mathurin is playing like Benedict Mathurin is, Andrew Nembhard, like you were talking about role players for the Knicks, they're role players for the Pacers, man. They step up.
And I'm not even trying to discredit they went against Milwaukee. No, let me not even do that. I'm not even
Oh,
about to
go
do
ahead.
that.
Finish the sentence. Finish the
Because I
thought.
was about to say, like, it's been 2 straight years they played the Bucks when the Bucks was down bad. Like, meaning like they've been
Yeah.
injured. Like
Yeah.
we gotta pump the brakes just a little bit.
Is
Just a
Giannis
little bit.
leave Milwaukee now? What do you have Giannis doing?
Oh yeah, Giannis is up out of there. If I'm him, I'm up out of there.
He just
Fuck
had
that
another kid. I
loyalty.
don't think they want to raise another kid in Milwaukee.
If
Where
they want,
do you have Giannis going?
and I feel like Milwaukee is the perfect time to trade this nigga. Trade him now while he's Giannis right now, and you can get some
Dame
assets
is
back.
hurt. Dame's
Yeah.
probably done, retired.
Yep. And
Kuzma
you know what I'm
up out
saying?
the door. Nobody cares
Yep.
about Snoozma. Yeah, I think
Nope.
now's the
Nope.
time to hit the reset on
And
Milwaukee.
they start building a young core with Kevin Porter and that nigga Johnson.
They got an old coach. Let Doc hang him up. Let Doc go play golf again.
Yep. Kyle or Mike Malone or some shit.
Yeah, I agree with you, but where do you see Giannis going? Where does Giannis fit in?
Oh, man, I really don't know where
Because
Giannis is
that's gonna
going, bro.
we reacted and had the emergency podcast for the Luka trade, but that's gonna fucking shake it up.
So you know how they say Kawhi is like the quietest player, you don't know what he's doing. See, look, when he was about to leave Toronto and like Spurs, we knew where he was going, like the option. We just really don't know where Giannis is going.
We're still early though. I mean, to be fair, the playoffs are still on. Like, well, those leaks and everything will start to come out once the playoffs are over.
No,
You
I've been hearing, I've been hearing Brooklyn, I've been hearing the Heat,
Not Brooklyn. I don't
I've
think
been hearing that.
the Heat.
Yeah, the Heat. I don't know because they're gonna get rid of Bam. I feel like.
Our worst fear, it's not even a worst fear because we live in the Bay. I live in San Francisco. You live in Oakland. My worst fear, kind of, I guess, not fear or whatever, is that he goes to the Warriors.
Bro, if he goes to the fucking, I'm dead ass moving. I'm not staying here. I'm dead ass fucking serious.
Moving? You're leaving the Bay if Giannis leaves the Bay?
Bro, I'm dead fucking,
Because
like,
just
I'm a.
think about it, Xavier. Just think about it. They could throw a package at Milwaukee with fucking, Kuminga, fucking throw
Bro,
Moses Moody in there,
don't
two,
even say it,
three.
bro. Bro, listen.
They have the assets to throw it. They got, imagine Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and fucking Giannis.
Bro, listen. We probably got Warrior scouts or
Steph's
some shit
last year,
listening
they
in this
get
shit, bro.
Giannis.
Don't
I'm
give
telling
them the
you,
idea.
look at it from the narrative perspective, Xavier. Look at it from the Disney movie angle. It's Steph's last year or whatever. The Warriors era is
Bro,
on
you know what's
the way. It's
crazy?
coming to an end. They get Giannis to close to usher it into the next generation.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
Like Luka with the Lakers. That's what that's Giannis with the Warriors.
I remember back in 2018 when they said before Giannis signed that extension, they was talking about pairing him with Curry.
It
And
was
that
the
was one of
Warriors. That
my
was the number one team, exactly.
Yeah, that was my like. I was really saying to myself, this nigga comes to the Warriors. I just know it's gonna be over for the league. Cause him and Curry will be like.
That wouldn't be. I mean, I'm not saying in any realm, shape, form, anything that
Cause
Damian
you can throw
Lillard and
so many
Steph
lineups
Curry.
with that.
But I'm not saying anything even close that Damian Lillard and Steph Curry are. They're similar, but Steph is astronomically better. Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time, my top two players of all time. But Giannis
Bro,
and Dame,
he's.
we see right now, is not working tremendously. But him and Steph on the floor, that shit would be fucked. I'm just saying, when you look at teams with the young assets, maybe it's Houston. Houston's got young assets because Milwaukee, like you said, they're going to be in a rebuild, so they want picks, they want the assets. Who's got the picks? Who's got the players? Houston, the Warriors. Who else has a young team? Detroit, maybe. But I think Devin Booker is going to go to Detroit. So I don't think Detroit will be looking to get Giannis. They'll pair him up with they'll pair Cade and Devin up. Shit, man, Giannis to the Warriors. Now I'm really sitting here thinking about that. Giannis to the Warriors. All right, Xavier, do you have any closing remarks? Did we lose Xavier? We lost Xavier, I think. All right, Xavier. All right, I guess that's it for Xavier, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Porch Talk Cinco de Mayo special with Xavier. Que tenga un buen día. Que tenga un buen día. All right, part two of the Porch Talk Cinco de Mayo special. Xavier figured out his technical issues, I think, right? Xavier,
Sir.
let's go. Xavier's here. All right, back to the topic at hand. What was the topic at hand?
We were talking about the free agency.
Oh, yeah, Giannis to the Warriors. Continue.
But listen, if he goes to the Warriors, just think about all the lineups they can like use. Giannis can run the four. Giannis could be at the five. Giannis, hell, put Giannis at the three or some shit. Like they could do so much shit with that lineup and it would take so much pressure off Curry, which is dangerous, bro. Which is fucking dangerous. When he has people around him, which I be telling dudes, the Warriors have done a great job all Steph's career of putting pieces around him. Okay, you could say 2019, 2020, but that wasn't their fault. The motherfucker Klay got injured and Curry was injured with his hand. So, and then you know, but and then this next season, even though they were still not really good. They still improved that team from what it was the year before. They almost made the playoffs. So they always have built a good roster around this nigga. So that's why I feel like he's always had a great support system. That's why I feel like the Warriors is the standard, which they've been saying. The Warriors system is going like I feel like they're gonna write so many fucking books on them. Like when they get like from years to come, like they're gonna write so many books and shit for like basketball players to study, coaches, all that. Like
Who's
it's
the
really
greatest player of
crazy.
all time?
The greatest player of all
Who's
time,
your
like
top three? Who's your top three?
LeBron, MJ, Kobe.
Yeah, I can't hate on that.
But I Curry's in my top five.
Yeah, my top three is probably Kobe Bean at one. The greatest basketball player of all time is Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
I will get that tattooed if I need to.
Okay.
Two, if we're talking about greatest, because when we're talking about if we're talking about greatest basketball player of all time, to me, I'm thinking about impact. Who has had a bigger impact on the game of basketball as a global cohesion, as a global entity than Stephen Wardell Curry?
You could say that.
Who
You
has
could say.
had a bigger global impact on the game of basketball than Stephen Wardell
But
Curry?
then I think that's a different discussion then. That's not a GOAT
It,
discussion.
I think GOAT and impact are synonymous because one, he changed the game, and not only did he change the game, he's at the top of the game. He's at the top of the game that he changed.
I think that's a different conversation, bro. I think that's a
Nah, I
different
don't.
conversation, bro, 'cause like you can say the impact. I get it. He does. I think he is the most impactful player like of all time right now. But you can't but you can't deny the stats from the other players, man, like what they have done. Like you can't you all right, you can't say like LeBron doesn't have impact and shit. Like I can get it. I get it. But what he has
LeBron's
done
got
in
impact. I'm not gonna take that away.
yeah, but what he's done in his career, it's like I feel like it's being swept. It's like what like for the past 5 years, I feel like they've been sweeping it under the rug.
You're
They've
talking
been
about
trying to,
Bron?
yeah. Like I'm not even trying
I'm
to.
gonna
I'm not
explain it
even.
to you right now. I'm gonna tell you exactly right now what it is. It's the thing that people don't like about LeBron James is the mindset, Xavier. You could be the greatest fucking basketball player in the history of God's green earth. You could shit the ball out of your ass and make it go in the hoop, and people will still not give a damn if you have the weak ass mindset that LeBron James has. I'm just being honest. That's what it is.
Okay,
That's
you can
if
say the
LeBron
mindset.
had Kobe, if LeBron even had three quarters of Kobe's mindset, he would be the greatest player unquestioned.
But that's why I
LeBron's
don't.
got the
That's why I
assets. It's
hate.
just the mindset that fucks it.
But that's why I hate when they bring up that fucking mindset shit. Like everybody has a different type of killer mindset. Me and you, we both have different killer mindsets. Yours is different than mine. Everybody else has different
LeBron
mindsets,
doesn't
killer
have it.
mindset.
That's what we're saying. LeBron doesn't have it right now.
What does he doesn't mean he doesn't have it? Like what? Or so you
Look
sitting
at
here telling? Well, hold
Ant.
on. Let me
You
finish.
think
Let me finish.
Kobe
Let me finish.
Breen. All right, go ahead.
Hold
Go
on. Let
ahead.
me finish.
Go ahead.
Are you sitting here telling me that the Lakers front office has done everything that LeBron has wanted them to do?
Yes, the Lakers front office is LeBron.
Okay, listen, hold on, hold on. See, that's how you know he hasn't had much impact in the front office. Bro, listen. Okay, I get the Westbrook trade. That was on him. We made a mistake with Westbrook. I don't know why that shit happened. That shit surprised me when the day they signed that nigga. But bro, after
I'm not
that,
talking about
bro.
Westbrook. I could give a damn about Russell Westbrook.
After that, bro, like they traded away all that championship pieces. Like they have not like they wasted Bron's prime years, and I don't know why people
Got
don't
Luka
see that.
fucking Doncic.
Okay, they just got Luka. They just got Luka. Look, bro, Luka hasn't even played 30 games yet as a Laker.
And he still gave up 30,000 points on defense.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I'm
See,
talking
this is
about
what I'm
mindset.
saying. Like
Let
we
me
don't
ask my
we
question now. Let me ask my question
y'all
now.
always be trying to troll. Like I'm being dead
Who's trying to
serious
troll,
right
bro? I'm
now.
being dead serious. I could not mean it anymore. Luka by himself, I think the number was 41 points he gave up in that game five.
But bro,
Forty-one
okay, I
points he
get
accounted
that.
for.
Look at the
God
team we
damn.
have, bro. We don't have a team yet. We traded for Luka Doncic. We have no big. What are we
Let
supposed
me ask you this
to
question. Let me ask you this question that we were talking about killer mindsets. You said mine is different from yours. Everybody's got one. They all vary. Let me
do?
ask you about killer mindsets. Do you think, as I just said 10 minutes ago, my GOAT, Kobe Bean Bryant, rest in peace. Do you think, and I know the answer, so I don't even have to ask you, do you think, can you find me any time in Kobe Bean's NBA career in the playoffs, he was losing with under 2 minutes to go by under 10 points, and he's sitting there laughing with the team he's losing with? Losing to, sorry. Find me one time.
Okay, he's never did that. He's
That's
never
what I'm
did
talking about,
that.
the
But
killer
what? But
mindset, bro.
hold on,
Kobe
listen,
was.
listen, listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all act like Bron played trash. Y'all act
I'm not talking
like
about
Bron.
Bron. You could play. That's what we're talking about. You could play. He could have scored 750 fucking points. But the fact that he's sitting there chopping it
What
up
the
with
fuck does that
Anthony
got to do
Simmons,
if he's doing
it's
everything
not
to
he
get them
doesn't
to
give a fuck that
win?
they lost. That's what I'm saying. If I
He literally
lost the
played.
fucking, if I lost the playoff game, I would fucking punch
Bro,
my mother in the face,
bro.
man. I don't know. I'd
Bro,
be
dead ass,
furious. I
bro.
wouldn't be
Bro,
sitting
dead
there
ass,
laughing and giggling
bro.
with Ant. I
Bro,
don't
dead
care
ass,
if my
bro. I
fucking
think.
brother that was in the playoff game with me, I just lost to. I
Bro,
was
dead ass.
stabbing him,
Bro, hold on.
man.
Listen, dead ass, bro. I think there
Come
was like two
on.
or three games. I think there was two or three games where he played a full fucking half, bro. What do you want
I
this
don't
nigga
give
to
a damn,
do?
Xavier. It doesn't matter. You're not listening to me. I'm talking about it doesn't matter what he accomplished on the court and what he did on
So
the
he
court.
can't let,
It's about
bro,
what he did after.
this
You
nigga
accept a
Jordan used
loss
to,
and you're sitting there giggling with the guy you lose with?
bro, legends
You lose
even
to, I
said,
mean?
bro, legends even said it themselves. Jordan, when he was losing, that nigga used to go out with them niggas the same night. So we're not even finna do
Find
this,
me
bro.
anything to corroborate that. Find me
We're not
anything
even finna
to
do this,
corroborate that.
bro. We're not even finna
Give
do
me
this,
back
bro.
that up with some
We
sort
are
of like
not finna
article,
do this,
something.
bro.
We
We
are
are
finna
not
do this
finna do
because this
this.
was last week.
And
This was
Kobe
last
used to do
week.
the same shit.
We all tuned into national
Bro, see,
television to
that's what I
watch
be saying.
LeBron James go down by
Bro, they be trying
seven
to say,
points with under 2 minutes to go,
Let
and
me
he's
say
sitting
this.
there
Can I say
giggling with
this? Can I
Ant.
say this? Can I say this? So y'all be trying to say, oh, Kobe this, Kobe that. God rest his soul. This nigga Kobe still was going to the clubs and shit. I don't know why y'all be trying to act like he was
Brandon,
not.
you
He
can't
was,
find any Kobe in the club? Find Kobe in the
Nigga,
club.
this
You never hear
old
anything
teammate,
about Kobe in the club. You hear Kobe in the gym at 4 in the morning.
literally old teammates used to say that shit. Nick
Who?
Young
Any?
even said that
Who?
shit, bro. That
Nick
nigga Nick
Young?
Young even said that shit,
Nick
bro.
Young is the
Kobe,
test, is the
bro.
witness now?
Y'all act
Yeah,
like
Nick
this
Young.
nigga.
Nick
Hold on, hold
Young's
on, hold on.
testimony stands for something.
Y'all act like this nigga Kobe was going home, just going into a room and just looking at basketball in a dark room. This nigga was going to the clubs and shit
He
too.
probably was. He wasn't going to the clubs. Find me something of Kobe
Yes,
going
he
to the
was.
club.
Yes, he was.
Find
Bro,
me a picture of
teammates
Kobe
even
being in the
that nigga
club.
teammates even said it, bro.
No,
What are
they
you trying
didn't.
to say, bro?
He in the club.
But I get the mindset shit, but like y'all can't still discredit what he's doing, bro. Like that doesn't mean shit.
I'm not discrediting what he's doing. I'm just saying the reason
You
I
literally
would not
are,
appreciate
bro.
it. I'm discrediting it. Okay, I will actually. I am discrediting it because it just I can't resonate with that. If this guy's getting paid and absorbed, if he was getting paid $22.50 an
Took a
hour to
pay
go
cut
out there and
last
do this shit,
season.
go ahead. If you
Do
want
you
to go
remember
out
he took a pay cut? Do you know he took a pay
there.
cut
Oh,
last
what's the
season?
pay cut, Xavier? It went from 100 million to 75 million. Wow. What a pay cut. What a honorable, charitable man LeBron James is. He went down from 100
Hell
million to
yeah.
25
Hell
million.
yeah.
A
Hell, that's
pay cut.
pretty
He's
damn
nuts,
charitable.
man. A
That's
pay
pretty
cut.
damn. Hold on,
He's
that's
nuts.
pretty.
He's not getting paid fucking minimum
Hold
wage.
on. You just said 175. That's pretty damn charitable. LeBron should be making 100 mil every year.
You
That's the
still are
type of
getting
player he is.
$75 million a year, man. Come on. What are we talking about? He's on a 2-year, $100 million deal. LeBron's getting $50 million a year. If you are getting paid $50 million a year to play the game of basketball, and you are sitting there chopping it up and giggling with the guy you just lost to in the playoffs, down less than 10 with less than 2 minutes to go, and you're sitting there chopping it up and giggling like he's
So
just
this
told you
nigga's
the
better than
funniest
Bron because
fucking
of
story you've
mindset.
ever heard.
So Curry's better than Bron because of mindset.
I can't find you one time that fucking you can find Steph losing to somebody
But
and
let me
chopping
ask you
up.
right now,
Did
is
you see
Curry
Steph
what let me
giggling with
ask
Dylan
let me
Brooks?
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is Curry a better player than LeBron all time?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Now let me ask you another question, Xavier.
Wow.
Another question. Let me ask, hold on. Let's
Wow.
unpack it. Don't say wow. Let's unpack
This
it.
is really
Let's
crazy.
unpack it. Let's bring it down. Let's
I
step it back
cannot. This
step
is
by
reason
step.
why, bro. This is the
Step by
reason.
step. Step by step. We'll go to it. If the game of basketball, if the objective in basketball is A, to win, and B, is to put the ball into the basket, who has done a better job statistically than putting the ball in the basket, not from a close distance, from a long range, than Stephen Curry?
Man, look at it. LeBron is the all-time leading fucking scorer and still
In
going.
how many fucking years? If you
You
give
mean?
Steph 22 years, how many points do you think Steph's gonna
See
score in 22 years?
that's what makes
If Steph's
LeBron.
shooting
That's
his
what.
shot,
But see
that's
that's
gonna
hold on.
say how many shots has LeBron put up from 10 feet and closer? Steph's shots are coming in from 30
wait.
foot
See that's what
plus.
makes. See that's what makes LeBron even more better.
Steph's scoring all these points on fucking 30 foot plus.
Who the fuck cares where the ball is getting shot from,
Because
nigga?
it makes it more difficult, man. If you're shooting
I'm not
layup, I
trying to
can
hear
score
that.
eight. Let me ask you this.
I'm even
No,
trying
no,
to
no,
hear
no, no.
that,
Is
bro. That
10,000
makes no
points
sense.
from three more impressive than 20,000 points off layups? What is more impressive? If I score 10,000 points only off of the three ball, but you score 20,000
This
points
nigga
off layups?
Curry's scoring average in the play. All his numbers not even close to bronze, bro.
But what
Stop
has
it, bro.
LeBron done? Curry has
Stop
won
it.
double. Curry
Oh
has
my
won
God,
four
bro.
playoff games this week. Curry
I
has
can't believe
won
I'm
four
hearing
playoff
this.
games this week. LeBron has won two in the last 2 years.
I
So I
can't
don't know
believe
what
I'm
we're talking
hearing this,
about
bro.
playoff numbers. You don't
I
want to
cannot
playoff
believe I'm
numbers.
hearing this shit, bro. I cannot believe
Give
I'm
me
hearing this.
something to back it up, Xavier.
I cannot
Yeah,
believe I'm hearing this.
LeBron's
So
not
you're
doing
telling me,
what
bro,
has he done
do
in
you
the last
realize, bro, do you
5 years?
Do you realize, bro, AD hasn't even played full seasons with the Lakers
Now we're talking
since
about AD.
2020?
I'm talking about Steph Curry, man. I'm not
No,
talking about
I'm talking,
you.
see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that's why LeBron hasn't had that much playoffs
So there's the
series wins,
excuse.
bro.
Who's the
Look.
fucking who's Steph? It was Dre. Is Draymond Green? I mean, yeah, he's better. Is he better than AD? But in terms of offensive input,
Bro, they had a
I
good,
don't
they
know.
had a
Can you
good,
argue
they had a
that?
better roster than the Lakers, bro, with the bench and everything.
Who?
The
For the
Warriors for the
last 5 years.
past
I'm talking
five
about for the last
years.
5 years, not even this year.
Yes, bro, yes. For the
For the
past
last
5 years, the
5 years,
Warriors,
out.
yes,
The moment
bro,
Bron left
yes.
that funky ass bubble in Orlando and onward, what has he accomplished in the playoffs?
Bro, since then, the Warriors have had better rosters. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Lakers have this shitty, the Lakers front office has done a shitty job with putting supporting cast
But
around
it's
him.
not like the Warriors had the best team in the world. They were a fucking play-in team before they got Jimmy Butler, for fuck's
But
sake.
that's what I'm
Talking
trying to
about when
tell you,
Steph
bro. That's what I'm trying to
retiring.
tell you.
The
One, that's what I'm
Warriors
trying
hadn't
to,
had a good
but that's
team.
what I'm trying to tell you. When AD was not on the floor, other than that, bro, we had fucking Trevor Ariza.
What, now we're going back 4 years? I'm talking about the last 3 years. Okay, yeah, you had Trevor
Yes,
Ariza
bro.
at like a bubble.
That's one of
Of
the
the
last 3
bubble.
years.
Okay,
Since
but
the
I'm saying
bubble,
beyond Trevor
yes.
Ariza. Keep going. Who else did the
Since
Lakers have? Lakers.
the
I think
bubble.
the Lakers and the Warriors have had parallel teams for the last 4 years.
Oh my gosh. Oh my fucking gosh,
Outside of the
bro.
chip, that 2022
Oh
team,
my
step
fucking
out the
gosh,
picture.
bro.
No. Let's explain it. You take Steph Curry off the floor. Who's the best player for the Golden State Warriors? And then who's the best player for the Lakers outside of
Nigga,
LeBron?
but they still had a good team. They had Wiggins, a good Wiggins. Jordan Poole's popping up. Kuminga's on the rise. Yeah, they still had
All right,
team. They had still had a team. Yeah, act
I'll
like
give you
this. Hold on.
2022 at
Yeah,
a better
act like.
roster.
And do you
I'll give
remember?
you
And wait,
2022. The
wait,
Lakers
wait,
have
wait.
the Warriors
Do you
had a
remember the
better team.
2020? Yeah, hell yeah, the
I'll give you
2022 when Curry
22.
was
I'll give you
out.
22. I'll give you
Yeah,
22.
hell yeah, bro, hell yeah.
I'll give
Cause
you
when
22. And they won it.
exactly.
But I'm saying outside of 22, the Warriors and the Lakers have been on
And
parallel.
then bro, and then bro, and in that 2021
Is
with AD
Steph
and
better
Bron,
than
hold on,
Bron?
with Bron, AD, if they was gonna win that series in Phoenix, bro, AD went down. Bron was hurt, bro. Because remember, they was up 2-1. The AD went down, bro. So how can you fault that with Bron, bro? Like, come on, bro. Like, there was shit that happened in between those 5 years that messed up Bron's legacy. I'm not trying to, like, come
You
on, bro.
sit
We
here,
can't.
see how when we're talking about Bron versus Steph, you bring up AD. I'm not talking about how Klay Thompson got hurt. I'm not talking about how Draymond
He
gets
did. He
suspended
did.
15 minutes.
Bro,
I'm not, I'm
but did
saying
not did Clay did not come back? Did
Steph has
Clay did
had
not come
equal
back?
tomfoolery. Steph has had equal tomfoolery. It's just Steph steps up and handles it. That's what I'm saying
Oh my
separates the
God.
two.
LeBron did it, bro. LeBron literally averaged 30 when AD went down. That still wasn't good enough because the roster around him.
Steph's been average, trying to look at the chef.
I can't believe you switch
Fucking
up so
wear and
much,
tear
bro.
on Steph
You switch
Curry's
up
body
so
in the
much,
last
bro.
10 years because of the shitty
You
Warriors.
switch up so much, bro. You switch
Who's
up
switching
so
up on
much.
anything? I've been
Because five,
anti-LeBron since
like,
I came out of the
four,
womb.
nah, hell no, four
I don't
years
know
ago,
what I switched up
not 4 years
on.
ago, 4 months ago, you were just telling me that Brown was a better player. You just was telling me that 4 months ago.
Because
Yes,
look at
you
what
was.
happened in the playoffs. Notice how 4 months ago that was the regular season. We're back in the playoffs, and look at the shit Bron is doing, and look at the shit
What do you
Steph.
mean the shit Brown's doing? He literally was average, leading the whole
I don't give
category.
a fuck if he averaged 200,000 points. Why are you down 10 with less than 2 minutes to go, sitting there giggling with
Nigga,
the
the
guy you're
coach
losing
literally
to?
was playing
That
six
changes
guys
everything
a
to me. I'm
night,
sitting on my
bro.
couch because he
James,
gets paid
bro.
so much fucking
Well,
money, Xavier.
Connor.
You
JJ,
don't care
well, hold
enough.
on,
If you're
Connor,
sitting there
Connor, Connor,
giggling,
wait, Connor,
no.
listen. Connor, they literally was playing six guys tonight because JJ didn't trust the
I don't
roster.
give a fuck
That's
if it
how
was only
bad it was,
LeBron on
bro.
the court.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this, bro.
Because
This
in
is what
my
I'm
mind,
talking
that's what I'm
about,
talking about,
bro.
Xavier.
This is
You
what I'm
get paid
talking about,
so.
bro.
Let me ask you this,
This is
Xavier.
what I'm
Let me ask you
talking
this.
about.
Let me ask you this.
I
Let me ask you
cannot take this.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How many
You're
people?
switched it.
Let me ask you this. Let me hold on. Let me ask you this. How many people do you know in your life that are making under 100 grand a year are considered? Because in the Bay Area, it's 220 grand is considered impoverished. So if you make under $220,000 a year in the Bay Area, you're considered poor. So let me ask you this. How many people in your life do you know that make under 100 grand and work their ass off every day, in and out the week, 7 days a
Yeah.
week? Exactly. You know, you, man. You
Yeah.
work 5 days a week. I work 5 days a week. How many people we know in our lives that work for their livings, to work for the roof over their head? So how can it not piss you off sitting on a couch watching this game? LeBron is getting paid $50 million a year to play basketball. To play basketball, a pastime, man. Because at the end of the day, yes, it's still getting buckets and there's levels to it. It's still a pastime, though. It's just basketball. LeBron's getting paid $50 million a year, getting paid money you and I will never even
This is
dream
fucking
of,
crazy to
to
me, bro.
fucking sit there and lose playoff games and then giggle with the guy that
This
he's
is
losing
fucking
to.
crazy to me,
How the fuck
bro.
is that crazy?
This is crazy to me, bro.
This
Like,
crazy
bro,
delusion
listen,
in your
they
head.
literally played six guys tonight when nobody else could. The roster was
What the
that
fuck
fucking
does that have
bad.
to do with the fact that he lost the game and the first thing he, and while the game is still going on, for fuck's sake, the game
So
wasn't
you
even
can't
over.
shake a nigga hand? You can't shake a nigga
He
hand.
didn't just
So you're
shake his
telling me
hand.
that.
He's sitting there acting like Ant just told him the funniest story he's ever heard. And
Bro,
he
this
didn't
is
shake his
fucking
hand and
crazy
walk
to
the
me,
other
yo.
way.
This is,
The game
yo,
was
this
still
is
on. 2 minutes,
crazy to
2 minutes
me,
left. They
dog.
were down 10, for fuck's sake.
All I could do is
There
fucking
was still
laugh, bro. This
basketball
is
left.
fucking
I
crazy to
watched
me.
Tracy McGrady score 11 points in fucking 4 seconds or whatever the fuck it was. There was still basketball left, for fuck's sake. And LeBron threw the towel in and
Nigga, what? All
went
right, so
back
you
and shook his
telling
head and
me, nigga,
giggled.
who else has done that, my nigga? Who else has done that since Tracy McGrady? So stop that.
It could have been Bron for all I know. What if Bron hit? But for all we know, Bron could hit four threes, and then there we go, and the Lakers are back in the series. But he threw
This is
the towel
fucking
in,
crazy to
said,
me,
"I'm
bro.
done. I'm gonna shake his hand. I'm gonna giggle."
You
And
switch up so fucking much,
who
bro.
is
Like,
switching up on what, man? This
this
shit
is fucking
happened last.
crazy to me, bro. This
Yeah.
is all
Go
I'm
ahead.
gonna say, bro. All I'm gonna say is them
Go
niggas
ahead,
is
say it.
getting. Listen, all I'm gonna say is they getting a big. Y'all can talk all this. Luka Doncic is falling off. Y'all can keep saying all that because the nigga was still balling out.
He's a
And I
star
get the de
playmaker.
and now, hold on. I get the defense. I get the defense. But watch, we gonna put pieces around this nigga. We gonna get him some bigs. And watch what happens next season. We're
Is
gonna fuck shit
LeBron James
up.
going to play NBA basketball next season? Like, is he retiring? That's more my
Nigga,
question.
you know LeBron's not retiring this season.
What would keep, if he hasn't done shit in the playoffs for the
Nigga,
last
stop
3 years?
playing, bro. You know LeBron is not retiring.
Let me
You
just ask
know
you
for
this, though,
sure.
Xavier. Let
If
me just
anything,
ask
he's
you.
re if
Let
anything,
me
he's retiring.
just
If
paint
anything,
your picture, brother.
hold
Let me
on. If
just paint your
anything,
picture.
if anything, he's retiring next season, bro. But he's not retiring this
Let me
season. He
paint
ain't
you a
going
picture.
out like that.
Let me paint you a picture. If LeBron hasn't done shit for the last 4 years in the playoffs, they got a rookie head coach who he's already trying to blame. The Lakers front office is a mess. Luka's a cone. They have no
We
center.
didn't even blame that nigga, chill.
Hold on. Let me just paint this picture for you. What makes LeBron
All
James
right,
want to suit up
Picasso.
and play another season?
Huh?
What makes LeBron James want to suit up and play another season? He
The
hasn't
fuck you
been
mean? We
in the
got
playoffs
Luka
in.
Doncic. Nigga, we finally get a full, bro. We get a full season with, bro. We about to get a full fucking regular season with Bron and Luka.
How many points did Luka give up on his own right? So now, but I'm
Nigga, they're
saying,
not
with
digging,
that in
so you
mind,
didn't hear.
but
See,
now
this is
you
what I'm
got to
saying,
build.
bro. Hold on, poor chart audience. This is what I'm saying. This nigga ears are so fucking big. He it goes in one ear and one out the other. Cause I just said that we was gonna put pieces. Luka is at his best when we put pieces around him
But I
and
understand
defenders
that
and
you're
big.
saying that we put pieces around him. We put pieces around him. This isn't a fucking Lego set, man. We don't have pieces. You can't, it's easier said than done than just putting pieces around him. We got, if you're gonna say the Lakers need to put pieces around him like some damn
So
Lego, what are the
why can't y'all give us
pieces,
a
man?
we
Throw a name
literally,
out,
bro,
throw a
you didn't even
package
hear
out.
what I
Give
said,
me
bro.
something.
He literally has not even played 30 games yet as
I
a
don't give,
Laker,
okay, Xavier,
bro.
I'm
We didn't
entertaining.
even
I'm
get
entertaining your
to
next
put the
season
roster
tomfoolery.
together yet,
I'm
bro.
giving you the platform to entertain your next season tomfoolery with the Lakers are going to put pieces. Now throw me some pieces the Lakers are going to put. What does next year theoretically look like?
Next season, we're gonna be another top three seed in the West. We're
I'm
gonna
talking about
get.
not this hypothetical tomfoolery. I'm talking about give me a player that the Lakers are going to add. What are the additions? What changes
Listen,
this
okay.
Laker team from this year to next year is what
All
I'm
right,
saying.
can you let me fucking go, fucking Woj?
You start talking
All
about
right,
some
listen.
damn top three whoop-de-whoop.
We're gonna get a big. See, I've been seeing the big they've been eyeing is Claxton. There might be a chance Mark Williams to come back. There might be a chance,
I don't want
but
business
they've
with
been
Mark
hold on,
Williams.
hold on. Let me finish. They've been eyeing Claxton, which is a great rim protector, great defender.
They've been eyeing Claxton for 3 years.
We have not.
Yes, they have.
And there's a chance they might could get Bam from Miami. And we've seen what happened when Bam plays against LeBron in the Olympics. He
That'd
that
be
that's a
interesting.
great
I'll
that's a
entertain that.
huh?
I'll entertain that. That'd be
That's a
interesting.
great piece for the league. If they can get Bam, that's a great piece. And if they get Bam, I will say right now, they're gonna be a top three seed in the West if they get Bam. They're gonna be.
I'll entertain
Also,
that if they get banned, but that's a big if. But
and
then
also,
entertaining this
huh?
if Luka's still gonna give up fucking 60 points, so it doesn't
And
matter.
also, Reeves, I know he played bad in the playoffs, but we're gonna get him. He's gonna put in the work. You can't say one thing about he has that dog mentality.
Give me the Lakers
So,
starting five next season.
huh?
Give me the Lakers starting five next season.
Okay, Luka, AR, Braun, If we get Bam,
Bam at the four.
I see it. Yeah, he can run the four. I see us getting, or we can run the five. It don't matter. And I see us either getting Claxton, or they might push make a push for Jared Allen from Cleveland.
They need a wing defender. It's not a, the center's gonna help.
We still have. We're
I
still
see the
gonna
Lakers
keep.
getting Claxton, but then getting somebody like they need a fucking like a Jaden McDaniels. They're not gonna trade Jaden McDaniels, but somebody like that mold.
We're still gonna keep. I
And
think we're
somebody's got
gonna
to be
keep
behind Luka.
Vando.
That's the problem.
I feel like we're gonna keep Vando, and I feel like we're gonna keep Rui. You can't like Rui is a good player to have on your team. Vando is a great
I
player to
like
have on your
Rui.
team,
Rui's one of
and that's the one thing I didn't like what JD did this playoffs. He really didn't play Vando that much, and that really pissed me off because Vando, not saying he would shut down Ant or anything, but he could neutralize, like,
That would have
you know what
helped.
I'm saying, huh?
That would have helped.
Yeah,
JJ
that would have helped really. That's why I was
Vando
saying
behind
he.
Luka helps.
Yeah, that he really didn't trust the roster, and I get it, bro. Like we just—that's why I'm not really tripping, bro. Because we just got him. He really didn't trust the roster, so we gonna rebuild this offseason.
Can
And
you just acknowledge the Bron giggling with Ant thing?
okay, I get it, but you can't like. I'm just saying, like you can't count out what he really tried this series. You really can't say he really didn't, because he really did try. He was playing defense. He really was trying. He really was.
I grew up watching Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant.
Come
I
on,
mean,
here.
you
I
can't.
get it, bro. I get it, but you can you acknowledge though that he really did try his
Oh my
all.
God, LeBron tried his hardest for $50 million. I'm proud of him. He tried his hardest.
Oh my
I
God. But
mean,
listen,
golly,
oh,
brother.
another thing too. Look, I'm trying to think of some other pieces that's out there that's gonna be some free agents. I'm really trying to think because there's some players that we really need. We do need another wing defender, but another wing defender that's like a two-way guard, you feel me? That could really like that score the ball and defend. I really don't know who that is, but shit, I don't
Harris
know,
LeVert,
but
maybe?
huh?
Harris LeVert.
That would be great. You know what I'm saying? That would be great. That would be a good piece. 'Cause he could score. He could defend. He got good energy. The only thing is, if he gonna stay healthy though,
Yeah.
because he's been having trouble being healthy for the past like 4 years or some shit. So that's what they ain't that why Indiana gave up on him. You know what I'm
About
saying?
Tristan Thompson?
Tristan Thompson from Cleveland?
Yeah, get Tristan Thompson back.
I don't know, man. I feel like we need some younger guns, man. We need some,
I'm kidding.
yeah, we need some young guns, man. We need some guys that can run up and down the floor with ease and shit. We need some young bulls. But I really am confident that the
Rookie
Lakers are gonna get
defender.
shit done this offseason. I'm really am confident. Shit, I feel like the Kings might give up Murray, I think.
They should have signed Ben Simmons.
Bro, I was just about to say Ben Simmons, but I didn't know if he was gonna laugh or not. So,
Ah, Ben Simmons, he's fitting well with that Clippers team.
yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, I did see him. I saw him airball a fucking shot going into the rim, so I was like, "Fuck this nigga."
What
I was like, "Hell nah, we
else is
don't
on your
need."
mind, Xavier?
Oh,
You don't got too
Detroit.
much.
You can't lie. I told dudes about Detroit before the season. I was like, "Yo, that's gonna be a team lookout
Nice.
for." Huh?
Detroit's nice.
Yeah, Detroit.
They're gonna trade for
Cade.
Devin Booker.
Oh, can I say this right now? Cade is a top 5 point guard right now. Yes.
Who's the? Give me your.
Cause look, he was like top three in all categories for point guards this season. He's that guy.
Steph, Kyrie, Luka.
You can't say Kyrie right now because he injured and shit.
Are we talking about top five players? I guess, yeah, you're ready,
Yeah,
isn't it?
top 5 point guards. Steph,
Like they can get a bucket
Luka.
today or just in the
Yeah,
NBA?
like right now. Steph, Luka.
Yeah, Kate's top five, probably.
Yeah, K is top five. And just think about it, like he did make some turnovers and shit during the playoffs and shit. But he's a very good playmaker. So
That's
just
gonna be nice,
yeah.
man. They had no playoff experience outside of Tobias Harris.
And if they get Booker, that's gonna be scary as fuck, bro.
He's from Detroit too. He wants to be in Detroit.
I say go get him. He's
They're
going.
gonna get him.
Go
That
get
that's
him.
already confirmed for me. That's already done deal. Cause he's
But
at.
then, no, then he just signed with the Suns though.
No, he's out of Phoenix.
Oh,
They're
I
gonna.
thought he had signed an extension with them or some shit.
I don't remember if he did or not, but they're gonna trade him this offseason because they don't have any draft capital either. They need something. So Devin Booker
Oh, yeah,
will.
they're training him.
will yield results, yield a return.
What we I feel like we see that we say this every summer, but is this gonna be like a crazy off season?
I think so because we're gonna see Giannis getting dealt. We're gonna see Devin Booker getting dealt. We're gonna see Kevin Durant getting dealt. We're gonna be seeing who else? Damian Lillard's gonna retire.
Maybe Kyrie. Maybe,
That
because the
would
Mavs,
really
you
hurt
don't
me to
know.
say. That would really hurt me to say in the same sentence that Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard are both retiring due to injury.
Now, I don't say Kyrie here. He's gonna come back, but I'm saying
You
like the
think Kyrie's
Mavs
coming
might
back?
try to trade him now.
Oh no, Mavs
Huh?
are gonna no. They're too locked in after the Luka deal. They got to give it one full season at least. Because they traded Luka
Listen.
on the contingency of the AD Kyrie that little lineup. So
Oh yeah, that might be a scary lineup, but we're not gonna see that next
it
season.
will, but they got to give it at least some time. Is Kyrie gonna really be back, you think?
And is AD gonna be able to carry them until he comes back?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I'm saying like that I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, at least throw us a big man in that trade. Like, goddamn, God.
I still don't understand how they didn't get at least fucking Gafford or
Yeah, I'm
Lively.
like, bro, who had got Gafford at least, bro? Come on.
What else
Gafford
do
should
we
be a
have?
piece that we should get if the class and shit don't work out.
What else you got on that small brain of yours?
James Harden. I don't know why we didn't start off with this
Game
nigga.
seven, James Harden. Yeah, go ahead.
He's disappointing me because I'm not gonna lie. You could laugh all you want, but I was one of those guys that was saying James Harden could pass D Wade. I did say that. I did.
I was saying it the whole season. I thought
Because
James Harden was
if
gonna pass.
you,
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought this was you.
yeah, because I get it. I get it. He has the rings and he has the thing is, he has the clutch moments that James Harden don't have. He has those clutch moments. So that's why D-Wade has the edge right now. That's why it changed my mind. Because I'm like, yo, come on, James Harden. Like, you balling out. This is your year. This is James Harden's year. Like, he's really resurrected his career. And you only score 7 points? You can at least get 20, like
Not even
five a
like
quarter.
40, 70 shit to bet in.
You couldn't get at least 5 points a quarter, my nigga. Like, you're James Harden. Like, he's a top five scorer of all time. Like, and you got Kawhi. Like,
We'll back that up.
huh?
Back that one up.
He's not a top five scorer of all time.
Top five scorer of all time, James Harden? No, he's not.
Like, we've never seen a score going one of his, like, you can't lie.
Hell no.
2013 to like
Okay, let's
2019, James
top five
Harden was
score
unstoppable.
all time. I'm going to give you five scorers better than James Harden right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Steph Curry, LeBron James, fuck it. I'll even give you LeBron. Mike, Kobe.
Hold on. What's Steph Curry's career average?
Fuck a career average. We're talking about scoring. You don't think Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? That's just this generation. Fuck it.
Well,
Give me
he's top
Larry
ten.
Bird.
He's top ten. He's top ten.
Okay, I'll give you top 10, but top
He's,
five is too low. Top five is too low.
but like, all right. What I'm gonna say is top five talented, pure talent.
No, because we're talking about talent. It's a whole nother ball game. We're talking about talent. Give me Dominique Wilkins for fuck's
Bro,
sake.
he had a 60-point triple double, I think. Remember?
So did Luka. So did Jokic. Jokic didn't get 60.
Bro,
Did he get 60?
James Harden was one of those players that was really unstoppable. Like,
I'm not disagreeing with
but
you. I love James Harden. He's a bucket. I do not disrespect.
exactly, like he's a first ballot Hall of
You're
Famer.
just
That
setting him up. You're setting him up for a little
I
disrespect.
didn't mean to say all that, but what I'm really trying to say is like he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, no question, he's gonna be in the Hall of Fame. I feel like once he retired,
Don't know
if he's
about
not
that.
in the
He's
Hall
got
of Fame,
to win something. I mean, the guy sucks in the fucking playoffs. First
listen,
round, maybe
if he
second round. I don't
retires,
know about first.
when James Harden retires, if he's not in the Hall of Fame within the next 3 years after he retires, it's some bullshit.
Don't you have to wait 5 years anyways, or is that the NFL?
I don't know. They need to switch that shit up ASAP because there's gonna be a lot of guys retiring that need to be in the Hall of Fame soon. So,
James Harden, I don't know about first ballot, brother. I don't disrespect James Harden, but he just has not done a goddamn thing in the playoffs. I have nothing. Like if the regular season gets you to the Hall of Fame.
oh, and you want to talk about impact? Okay, I get Steph Curry has changed the game, but James Harden was a little bit into that too. Like, he really did change the game a little bit too.
Yeah.
He did.
How?
Like,
You can't say step back because Kiki Vanderwall's been doing that since the 70s.
no, I'm talking about like, cause like he's up there with the threes too. He's done a lot with the
I'm
threes.
not okay, I'll give you that.
Like he's up there with, I
I'm
think,
not
like, ain't he a top
disrespecting
five?
James Harden at all. I like James Harden. I'm a
Yeah.
big James Harden enjoyer. I'm a fan. But I'm just talking about if he's first ballot Hall of Fame and you didn't do a goddamn thing in the playoffs, that's
He's the
tough.
greatest left-handed player of all time.
See, what type of shit are we talking about now? Greatest left-handed player of all time?
I'm just saying.
Who the fuck is even number two?
Manu.
Derek Fisher? Manu?
Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, Manu's, yeah.
Oh, can we talk about Pop?
I love the fucking. I'm trying to get that same shirt for my new job.
Yo, why we didn't? Yo, the Spurs is trying to get Giannis, bro.
Giannis? That'd be fucking ridiculous. Him, what?
Giannis and Wemby, bro?
And
And
Fox?
Fox? Yo.
And Stephon Castle?
If that happens, LeBron, go to the East, my nigga. Just go to the East.
It's
Just
just,
go back to the
I
East.
just like it because whatever's going to happen, the Celtics are set up.
Bro, because the Spurs could do that for real. But they saying that they're trying to, because they trying to say, like, either would you want to have Cooper Flagg or Giannis right now?
That's an interesting one.
Because they don't need Cooper Flagg to be some superstar type nigga. They just need him to be like on some like high level role
What's this
player type
NBA
dude.
comp for you?
Who Flagg?
Yeah.
Like a OG Anunoby two-way player.
Like an O. Who's his? Well, let me ask you, who's his ceiling and who's his floor?
His ceiling? Cause he did cook up he did cook some NBA players in that training camp shit.
That summer run in the Olympic runs, yeah.
Shit. I think he can rise up to like a Jason Tatum type
What
player.
is it?
Jason
His
Tatum.
favorite player of all time is Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I think he can rise up to a Jason Tatum type player, but I think his floor is OG Anunoby.
So a floor of OG with the ceiling of Jason Tatum. I like.
Yeah. I think he could be a Jason Tatum type player. He could defend. You know
I
what I'm
wish
saying?
he
He
was.
could score. Pair that with Wemby and Fox, bro. The Spurs, either way, is probably like a win-win situation.
This is what's gonna happen. This is what's gonna happen. The Celtics just paid Jaylen Brown all that money to win Eastern Conference Finals. Or to win Eastern Conference MVP and then win the finals. The Celtics paid Jason Tatum. Now they're gonna ship who Jaylen Brown. San Antonio's gonna get the number one overall pick. They're gonna get Cooper Flagg. They're gonna have the Cooper Flagg rights. The Celtics are gonna ship Jaylen Brown to San Antonio. It'll be Fox, Jaylen Brown,
What?
and then the Celtics will get Cooper Flagg.
I'm not gonna lie.
I
If
just want
that
Cooper Flagg to
happens,
be a Celtic, man. He's from Boston. He's from Maine. Every time he gets asked about it, his favorite team is. I love Jaylen Brown, though. Don't get me wrong. He's done massive things for the Celtics. Like, with top five. Fuck. Is he a top five Celtic? No. He's a
he's a
top
top 10.
seven Celtic. Probably top seven, I'd say.
Yeah, top
I
7.
love
Okay,
Jaylen Brown.
okay.
I'm just saying, I the only reason I talk about this trade Jaylen Brown notion and rhetoric is nothing against Jaylen Brown whatsoever. It's just more the fact I would like to see Tatum thrive with the extra 7 shots a game.
And I
Seven.
feel like that would shut the haters up.
That I would love to see Jason Tatum shoot the ball 25 times a night consistently, but also facilitate. Like, it's just. I love Jaylen Brown. I appreciate everything he's done for the Celtics. But you could, I mean, I don't know nothing. I've never met Jaylen Brown, obviously. But I feel like you could, he would probably admit to you now that he's won a chip in Boston, he wouldn't mind being the number one option somewhere. Because it's Jason Tatum's team. Like, that's
But
unquestioned.
you don't want no Jordan and Pippen type duo for the rest of their career?
Jordan and Pippen, but Pippen wanted to be Jordan still. You can't deny that. Pippen and Jordan were a great
But
duo.
I
You
feel
can't
like
tell me
they're two
Scottie Pippen
unselfish
didn't want to play
guys.
Michael Jordan.
But that's the difference. Both of them is uns they're not selfish at all.
But Scottie wasn't scoring the ball like Jaylen Brown could score the ball. Scottie was a facilitator first, then he could score the ball. Jaylen Brown is a scorer that then facilitates.
Now I get it because nowadays it's hard to keep duels together and shit. But if that happens, it's a
I mean,
win-win for
the
both
whole
teams.
Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, it's not going to last forever.
It's a win-win for both teams because you can still get pieces with that Cooper Flagg shit.
Exactly. The Netflix movie's already been written. The Disney movie's written. The Celtics, the Jaylen Brown, they draft Jason Tatum. They trade Paul Pierce, trade KG. They get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in return. They build them
Wait,
up
wait, wait.
rookies. They win a chip. Let's move on from the JTJB thing
I
now.
think you're
We
wrong,
can
though.
save, we can keep Kristaps and we can keep Drew because we'll get rid of the JB contract and we'll take on Cooper Flagg with the rights from San Antonio.
I
Thank you.
think you're wrong because he's not going to be no first option in San Antonio. It's Wimby.
Scoring lot, yeah, it'll be Wemby. I'm not saying it'll be San Antonio. That was just the team we were talking about. I just think Jaylen Brown wants to be a number one option. I think the Celtics are in the Danny Ainge mold still with the mindset in terms of selling high. Jaylen Brown's price is never going to be this high in terms of selling. So I don't know. I just wouldn't mind the Celtics moving on with Jaylen Brown and a couple assets or whatever to get the rights to Cooper Flagg at one. I don't
Hey,
know.
if you
But let me ask you this. Does Jaylen Brown yield number one overall rights? I don't think so, to be honest.
no, but all I know is if they do trade Brown, you got to keep White and Pritchard with Tatum.
Oh, hell yeah. Those two are retiring Celtics. Derek
Like
White
they got to
and
keep
Pritchard are
them.
never leaving the team.
Yeah, because Tatum's gonna need pieces around him
Oh,
still, though.
absolutely. Absolutely. But do you see what I'm saying? I don't want people to think I'm knocking Jaylen Brown. I love Jaylen Brown. I'm the first to admit it. I love Jaylen Brown. He went to Cal. Like, I'm all for Jaylen Brown.
Retire his number.
I don't know about retire his number, but
Retire his number. He's been there for a while
yeah, been there for
and
a
done a
while. Yeah,
lot.
I don't know. Retiring the number, this generation of retiring numbers is starting to water it
No,
down.
he's done a lot and he's been there for what, like 10 years?
He got drafted in 2017 or 16. So, yeah, almost 10
Yeah,
years.
almost 10 years. Yeah.
But
He's been there.
before we close out, I just want to emphasize, this is no anti-Jaylen Brown rhetoric whatsoever. I love Jaylen Brown, but I just would like to see Jason Tatum thrive with an extra 8 shots a game.
See, it's kind of reminding me now of what KD and Westbrook could have been.
Yeah, exactly. So now imagine if KD and Westbrook won a ring, and now it's like, all right, when do like, and they keep. OKC stays at the top, stays at the top, stays at the top. You can't stay at the top forever. So now it's
Yeah.
kind of like I want to see KD with an extra 8 shots a game type of thing.
See, that's the thing, though. It's like it's hard to keep teams together nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. Why not sell high? Get ahead
Yeah, and
of
it's more
possibility that
business
it may not
now.
work out. We only got about 40 seconds left, but yeah, I would love to see Jason Tatum with the extra 7 shots a game.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna pass KD all time.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Tatum's gonna be top five, I think, when it's all said and done. Top 10 at least.
Will he pass? No, he ain't passing Tim
He
Duncan.
should have
Fuck
three
that.
rings right now. He should have two at least. If he didn't get hurt against Miami and then the Warriors series.
Yeah, I feel like he, bro, the
He could be on
Warriors.
a
I really
streak.
did
This
want him
could
to
be
win
a
that ring.
this could be a quad if the if just before we get kicked off, the Celtics could have won in 22. Jason Tatum didn't get hurt against Miami. They win that finals. They win last year. This could be a back to back to back to
2018 too,
back.
y'all could have won.
I mean, the Celtics, this could be a fucking ridiculous dynasty. And it is going to be.
2018
But we're getting
too.
kicked off, brother. You have any closing remarks?